The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I've been to, what's it? Well, Aruba's part of the ABC Islands, right?
The ABC Islands.
It's Aruba, Bonaire, and Curacao. I've been to Bonaire.
All right. Our little exotic king.
Yeah, Bonaire. Or is it Bermuda? Wait, Bonaire? No.
Bermuda?
But I thought Bonaire is part of the ABC. Maybe it is Bermuda. Or Barbados. Where's Barbados? I always remember Dunstan Checks In. That's where like they were going to move.
Barbados? I thought that was like a pirate fiction
place. Yeah, it's
just a pirate
from Pirates
place.
Of the Caribbean.
It's not an island?
I don't
it's
think
just Captain
so.
Barbados.
Barbados?
No, it's
Aruba,
Captain
Bonaire, and Curacao.
Okay, that's the ABC. But no, it's Captain Barbosa.
You see, me and Jordan.
I knew that was not right.
You see, Jordan, me and you.
You are about the worst pirate I've ever heard of. But you have heard of me.
Such a good line.
But you have heard of me.
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Dude, that's literally me, though. Like, the worst, but you've heard of me.
Yeah.
Pirates of the Caribbean, first one, amazing. Second and third, I've yet to ever meet someone who can tell me what exactly is
going
on.
The first one, like, deserves an Oscar. Yeah. It's just such a well-done plot.
It's the curse of the
good
Black
casting.
Pearl. I get what's going on.
Yeah.
But the second one, third one, it's like the world's end and all the Kraken and all this shit. It makes no sense.
You know what? It did deserve a whole series.
Mm-hmm.
Like, imagine a whole show
revolved
around
like
that.
HBO.
And Keira Knightley. Keira Knightley.
I saw somebody say that it's the Caribbean Islands, but it has to be Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, why? In terms of pronunciation?
Yes.
It like, couldn't be
Pirates of the Caribbean? Yeah. It's just like, is
if we're
not
talking
it.
About, yeah, just
it's,
pirates.
It's Pirates of the Caribbean.
What do I say? Are you going to the Caribbean? Or
did
Caribbean?
You, yeah, when you talk
did
about
you
the
that?
Islands, it's the Caribbean.
Did you read that somewhere?
I saw like a clip of some people talking about it on TikTok, and I was like,
maybe
it
it's
makes
like,
sense.
It could, like, if
you're English, if, though, I'm curious, would English people be like, oh yeah, we'll go into
the Caribbean.
The Caribbean. Actually, the Caribbean sounds more like a British person would say Caribbean than
Caribbean.
Caribbean
sounds more American, I think.
Caribbean says the sounds... Caribbean? I don't know.
Only for pirates, though.
Yeah. Getting that booty.
Getting that booty.
Getting that loot.
And was there, like the whole hook on pirates? Is that because, like... infections, like you had to amputate it. Was it more
like
a
peg leg?
Yeah. Was it like amputations going on in the middle of the
gangrene?
Yeah. What was that?
Just, I think it was more just like Captain Hook made
and it
that
was
big.
It was always the pirate with the no, and it wasn't just Captain Hook. I feel like it was other.
Oh, also,
maybe it was
probably
just
like
Captain
it's
Hook.
Probably like Treasure Island by Robert Louis Stevenson. That was like kind of the quintessential pirate book.
They weren't missing an eye.
Oh, right. We talked about this a couple episodes ago.
That's so crazy.
They would just use it to dilate their eye as they were going in and out of the deck.
Some of them were definitely missing their eye, though.
There was a couple sockets that I saw out of place, out of order.
Or like One-Eyed Willie. I mean, yeah, he was losing an eye in the Goonies. And wait, why was it called the poop deck? Y'all know?
Poop deck?
Probably where the bird poop is.
Why was it called the poop deck? That's a good thought.
That is all the seagulls shit and every yeah, that makes sense. Checks. Checks out.
Why was it called the poop deck? Let's ask the bot. Poop deck gets the name from the French word la poupe, which means the stern or rear of a ship. So la poupe.
We were close. We were close. But also, like, where are they shitting on a pirate ship?
In a bucket.
Are they putting their edge? Why don't they show that in the movies? Just show a quick scene of someone's like
the whole side of the boat is just covered in shit.
I read a whole essay one time about pooping in Lord of the Rings and like how, like, if a hobbit has to have like three breakfasts a morning and then has like
I know the answer.
Wait, what?
The hobbit is eating elven bread, so the bread is filling them for a long time, so they're not eating that much.
And the elves don't elven poop bread. But when they go to Elvendale or whatever, wait, do they have toilets in the land? Because they gotta accommodate the guests, and if the elves can't poop, where are we pooping? And also, like, I'm just and on that journey, like, they gotta
something. Mariah's not on one episode and they're pooping.
Yeah.
Where's the poop?
If you guys are wondering why the vibe is so different, this is pretty much what our bonus episodes look like every
this
month.
This is a Patreon bonus episode.
Except this month, we're going to make it public for you guys.
Little taste test.
Taste test. See if you guys like the conversations that the boys are having.
poop for this.
It's a lot of poop. It's a lot of pee. That's really what happens in these episodes.
Welcome.
But back to pirates, though.
We also don't do intros on this. So this is our first and last non-introed episode. So if you guys hate the intros, then you're going to love this episode.
Back to pirates, though. You know, firing cannons into other pirate ships. Consider me done. I ain't even getting on a pirate ship if it means that we're going to be shooting cannons at other pirate ships and they're shooting it at us. You're telling me you're going to throw a whole cannon into a ship? It's going to sink. We're all going to die.
Also, it's fun shooting the cannons, but knowing that you're in the line of cannonball fire... I don't know. I don't think it's worth it anymore.
Yeah. I would like to know if they had rules. Like, you can't hit just like the base of the ship.
I think there are rules, though.
Cannons were invented before guns.
No, I don't.
Right?
I don't think so.
Yes, they were.
Doesn't it seem harder to make a cannon and shoot a ball this big as... Why would you go accuracy?
I think it was like the explosion was so big. Like the cannons are like...
They're huge.
Thick, girthy steel. So that explosion, I think it was blowing up.
I would be like, yo, why don't we just start with a smaller one?
And then grow from there.
And then you have
But then you got to clean it every time. And it's like, yo, let's just throw one big one and kill everybody. Because back in the day, it'd be like, hold on a fucking second. Wait. And hopefully you're going to get that one guy with your musket.
And the kickback you're getting from cannonballs.
Boom.
So imagine like you don't back up like fast enough. Boom! You were in the back of the ship. You're actually making a hole on the other side of the ship at that point.
Oh, boy. Where are we going, guys?
Just so much shit. Well, this is if we were pirates. I think New Year, we start looking at other people's perspectives on, you know, that's what 2025 is all about.
If you were a pirate, would you wear the big kind of cowboy hat, like looking triangle thing, or would you bandana?
Bandana.
100%.
It's easier to earn. You got to earn the big hat. Like a pirate hat.
Is that like reserved for captains?
I think the other...
If you're walking around with a hat, I think it's like very disrespectful. Like, who the fuck do you think you are?
Would you have a parrot?
A peg leg, for sure.
Yeah, definitely. But if that parrot died, I'd be devastated. I'd be like, we need to go stop by some other islands and I need to train a parrot.
Do you think it was like anxiety parrots?
It would just
kind of calm them down. Like, they're in a fight and they're like, it's okay. I know my parrot would do that for me. I'd be like, it's better than a cat because you like your parrots talk to you.
Yes.
It's crazy how well birds can talk.
I know.
It's like, how are we not more freaked out about it than we are?
I am.
We just accept it. We're like, yeah, parrots can talk.
Give me a kiss.
I don't like them.
Do you think they, like back then when they found out parrots talk, they thought they were like cursed and just like killed them?
100%.
You know what I mean? It's like the Salem witch trials. Like, oh, this bird is a god, like the devil. Yeah, or the devil.
I'm surprised, we don't have like statues of like parrots more. Like, I feel like.
So one animal that can talk.
Yes.
What?
And like can understand you and talk back.
Yeah.
Well, there was
be sassy too.
There was a whole thing on ravens, like that ravens were probably what you think as modern day ghosts because they were repeating things.
Oh yeah, like so Edgar Allan Poe.
Yeah, so you would hear something and be like, "Oh, is that a ghost or is that a bird?"
But, yeah, it has like very spooky energy to it. Someone showed a video of a toucan and like moved the feathers back on its like neck. No. Toucans like skin and stuff is like translucent. You can like see through a toucan.
Really?
Also, toucans eat other like birds and stuff. It can eat rats and shit. It's like a carnivorous bird.
Whoa. So
and its beak is razor sharp. It's like has like these little mini blades on its
so
beak.
So it's a good bird to have as like a backyard pet.
But it could eat it
beware
could eat
of
your
toucan
cat.
Signs on your house.
Yeah.
So when a high school has like the toucan mascot, it really is that predator. Aggressive. It's that aggressive. That
and Fruit Loops, man. That toucan will eat your little children up.
That interesting bird to like have as on the cereal box. Like, what is a?
Did the Fruit Loop? Wait, did the Fruit Loop toucan talk?
Yeah, in commercials.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah,
but the Lion King, that bird.
He talks.
But I always thought like the toucan bird and the Lion King bird would have the same voice. But I
you
don't
think
know.
They'd be friends, right?
Yeah, 100%. They're homies.
Do they still have? And I know they'll have like maybe Disney Channel. Are they still showing like Trix commercials and Reese's Pieces commercials?
Hell
and,
yeah, they should.
No, sorry, not Reese's Puffs. Sorry, but cereal commercial. I feel like I only see right now are like the Cheerios. That's it. Cheerios and maybe like Life.
I also just like, don't see any commercials.
We're all subscribed to get commercial free.
That's
viewing.
True.
I wonder
yeah,
if kids
you're
get
right.
excited about commercials. They're like, finally, some new content. I'm just so bored focusing on this. Give me an ad.
Yeah.
Like, my YouTube premium ran out, and I have been watching ads, and I enjoy them.
Yeah.
Like, they come
They're
up
targeted.
And I, yeah.
They know you. Like when you them. See, like, would you like us to know your search history so we can give you more targeted ads? Do you say yes or no to that agreement?
I usually say yes.
Because I'm like, I'd rather watch an ad of something that I like yeah. than like, I don't know, a tampon ad. Cause I'd be like, this is, does not apply.
Sometimes I'll scroll and I'll wait for ads because like my Instagram ads are so good. And it's like clothing
yes.
that I actually like that I'll skip posts to like find new clothing.
Yeah, same.
And I'm like, damn, this is really good.
I just wish there was more different. I feel like I'm seeing the same exact products though. Like I need them to go around what I like, but give me new stuff.
They
They're
got
constantly
rid of that
giving
shopping tab though. There used to be like a tab where it was kind of like
You're talking about Instagram shopping?
Yeah, but yeah, Instagram shopping. They made it really good about like tagging products within posts and identifying what those are. But there was like a like a TikTok shop section of Instagram that I had where it was a little shopping bag and you could click that and
I do remember that.
Browse some products, but some of it was like really cheap shit.
Yeah. Can you buy products straight on Instagram app like TikTok Shop does or no?
No.
They don't have that.
They
right?
don't have like a cart that you're checking out on.
But like TikTok is like they have it right on the app and
TikTok though, like I'll never buy it, but I just like to keep a cart going of like things.
Oh really? TikTok makes me buy it immediately. Because it makes
like
it so
the can
easy.
I just like the candies.
The can do you buy the candies off TikTok?
I bought the sour raspberry gushers that are like coated in sour candy.
TikTok shop takes longer to ship though, right? Like you're not getting your shit for a long time
when
you order from
that long. Not that long. It'll get to you like in a couple of days. But
really?
It's not like next day shipping.
I'll like forget. I'll order something on TikTok shop and I'll see it 3 weeks later. I'm like, damn, I forgot I ordered this.
Oh.
But it'll take like quite a bit.
I think it depends on the product.
I've never done TikTok shop.
Go for it.
You gotta shop before it goes down. It could be down right now.
You're right.
Oh my god. Wait. No, it would be
next week.
Maybe next week. Yeah, next week. Oh my god. Wow.
We'll be fine. I think.
I don't think it's going anywhere.
No.
But no, the thing is that if nobody buys it, then it'll go away.
They have
Isn't
to
the
sell
whole,
it.
They have to sell it. Yeah. They have to sell it to an
and
American
someone
company.
Someone will buy it. Absolutely. There's billions of dollars to be made. And if something is like guaranteed to make somebody billions of dollars, people will spend billions of dollars on it.
But how much are they looking?
Who's the buyer?
To buy it. Yeah.
I don't know. Probably Meta. I don't know.
Like billions.
But then
billions.
I don't know if Meta would do it because what's going to happen to Instagram? I don't know.
It's competition.
It would suck if like Microsoft bought it.
Yeah.
Like Android. Like, I don't know.
Exactly. Instagram wouldn't buy that, right? Because they want people coming to their platform. They're like,
it's like a competitor, but also like that's what you
why
do.
Not
you buy,
have
the,
both.
You buy
yeah.
the competition,
huh?
Interesting.
I just want to hear those conversations. Like, what are those conversations? Like, what is Instagram talking about? Hearing about TikTok?
Yeah, we
got
to get the guy to make the business deal. You're on that. Yeah, if we just do like, what are they just doing? Emails? Is it a bunch of fucking phone calls?
Yes.
When business and like merger deals happen, I'm just like, huh? Like, I don't know.
Like, what the fuck is going on?
That hard to contribute to the world to make a whole acquisition happen.
I think it's like really quiet and they pull under the rug and like, I am down. Like,
I am down to be the consumer.
Oh, I would just be sweating and lying just like in the bathroom, just like ChatGPT, like, how do I make an acquisition happen? And being like, yeah, we just need those TPS reports, right? Okay. We're good here?
Like, doctor, I feel like doctors don't know anything that's happening. They Google search everything. That's what I really truly think happens. Like, I was on the phone with, I believe it was like a doctor's assistant or something. And I told her the medication that I needed. And she was like, wait, what is that again? I said it. And she's like, Tyman is like, can you spell that for me? I spelled it for her. And she's like,
give me a second.
And then she's like, wait, what is that? What's that prescription again for? And I had to not only tell her the spelling, I had to tell her what it was for.
Should they know all the different types of medications?
Absolutely. That's why in my head I'm like, if they're Google searching everything, they must be Google searching all the time.
Unless it's like a new medication. Ask your doctor. It was not your doctor about this.
Matt, I'll tell you right now, it was not a new medication.
Zane, maybe the doctor front office lady answered the phone. And she's
it wasn't. I'm telling you right now.
Okay. I've never once asked my doctor about a medication, like one I saw like on TV, you know?
Yeah.
Oh.
But it's wild that America and New Zealand, we are the only countries where you can advertise pharmaceutical products.
Yeah, that is
products.
So weird to me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just bizarre. The rest of the world. There's not another world where they have tapped into that, but we are the only ones that do it. Also, when I had to do an alcohol brand deal, and you know, sometimes if you're an influencer, you have to do an alcohol brand deal. On the back end of us, we have to set audience restrictions for who's ever following us to see us. So if it's an alcohol product, you have to make sure that people are 21 and up. Mm-hmm. For Sweden, it's 25 and up. And I don't know if that's the drinking age. I'm going to look it up.
It could be just like the commercial laws. Like
Sweden.
In America, I believe it's in all of America, maybe just in a few states, but you have to be older than 25 to promote alcohol.
Yeah, you have to be 25.
You can't be 21 years old to promote alcohol.
In Sweden, you can be 18 to legally drink and purchase alcohol in bars, restaurants, and clubs, but you must be 20 to purchase alcohol from their liquor stores are state run. So
yeah,
there's only one brand of liquor stores and you have to be 20 to buy it.
I could see them having an age being over a certain age to promote alcohol because a lot of 18-year-olds, 20-year-olds, wherever it's legal, they look like they're 15. So it could be just like they look too young. So 25 is like a good age where like we can maybe get away
where you're like
it.
Almost guaranteed to look 21.
Look
if you're
21, exactly. Yeah. I personally think that's why they do like that. You have to be 25. Mm-hmm. Which makes sense because I don't want some like person looking like that looks like they're fucking like a kid telling me to buy a certain alcohol. That's like a little weird.
Cigarette ads though?
I've not seen cigarette.
Do they promote cigarette smoking in other countries? Like have ads for it?
Probably. Yeah. Other countries.
That, you see, that's interesting. You'll never see it here, but that's in other countries.
Oh yeah. Remember like Camel Joe, like or Joe Camel? They always used to have that cartoon, but it was like a cartoon Camel. That was like the big time where like advertisers or the government was cracking down on like you cannot have a Disney-esque cartoon looking camel promoting smoking wearing Ray-Bans just like have a cigarette.
Smoking is cool.
Smoking is cool. That's what they gotta do.
You know, it's sad because when they do all of that, you know, it's like I like the camel smoking. Mm-hmm. Like, and I'm an adult. I like him. I think he's fine.
Yeah. I think he's pretty cool. I miss how like cool Marlboro branding was.
Oh yeah.
Like they would just if you bought a pack of cigarettes, they would just send you like a rain jacket. Marlboro across the
they're like, good with their little like activations.
You, like,
huh?
Have like the little ticket in the back for like it's redeemable for like merch.
Heath, remember in Florida we'd go out and there'd be cigarette girls that'd walk around and they'd give you put your email and something
you
get a free pack of cigarettes.
Do they still do that?
No, they definitely don't do that. I don't think, but. They
there was like limited edition
think.
Cars that would come out and they would be Marlboro branded.
Oof. Whoa.
And it would just be like, that's so, they don't have that shit anymore.
If they did,
imagine it was like your like branded like car collabs.
What are you talking about? I smoke unbranded vapes. I'm not saying what I smoke.
The brand deal for cigarettes, like only smoke Marlboro for this year.
Uh-huh.
Crazy. Yeah. We'll send you boxes.
I feel like in TV and movies, like people have been smoking like left and right in them.
Oh yeah,
like it's all like back. Which I
Mayor of Easttown with the vape.
Yes.
That's my favorite. Like, that was one of the funniest things I've ever seen on TV, is having a character like that smoking a vape every 5 seconds.
It's very underrepresented in movie and, like, TV now.
Yeah, you know.
Like, e-cigarettes, vapes.
Yeah. I feel like there's more people smoking cigarettes than people having vapes.
Yeah, but they do show it.
Like, in Challengers, they're, like, out having a cigarette together. It's just this, like, scene. It gives the character something to do.
Yeah.
But I just don't know if that's, like,
It's weird they don't
trying
show...
to get the movie industry to show people smoking
you
cigarettes.
You think it's that deep? But sometimes I think the director's like, I really want my character smoking a vape in this scene.
Have you ever seen Thank You for Smoking, the movie?
No.
Oh, you should. It's with that one actor who played like Harvey Dent in like the Batman movies.
Okay.
He's in a bunch of stuff. But he's a lobbyist for the smoking industry. And he has to go and like get politicians to like sign off on shit. And part of the movie was like them talking about where there's this new space age movie and they really want like this couple to like have a cigarette in space or whatever. And I think that's a part in the movie. But I don't know.
Like that show I was telling about, like the gentleman, there's a character in there that has a light lime green vape throughout the whole season. You always see him with his light lime green vape, and it was just so interesting because it's something you only see in person. You don't see it on TV.
Yeah,
I love that.
So it's weird that they really don't show it on TV more. There's so many people that smoke vapes, but they just don't.
They probably don't want to add to the.
Oh, I was just watching Conclave last night. That's going to get nominated.
Was
for
it good?
Best
Did
picture.
You like it?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Oh, yeah. It's really.
It looked
good.
Kind of like mean, the trailer.
It's because it's all about like the Pope has died, and you know how to elect the next Pope. It's all of like the archbishops or basically everybody who's like a head big priest or whatever.
Just under
in
the
their
Pope,
countries, they all have to come together like it's the UN. And over the course of days, this happens every time we elect a Pope. They have to figure out who's going to vote, and they have to have a majority of like 47 votes, and it happens over the course of
days. Is it like
a
realistic movie, or is it more like fictional? Like there's like drama. Like what is it more
well,
of like a
drama goes down over the course of these days of these guys finding out shit about one another, and they're all sequestered away from the world trying to figure out which one of us is going to be the Pope for the next 10, 20, 30 years. But one of the popes, though, has a vape. Like it's just like wild, because popes actually not popes, but priests, especially hardcore ones like in Italy, Sistine Chapel, they're a bunch of old guys who they smoke cigarettes all the time. But this one pope has his vape. It's just a wild touch.
Something you don't think is like allowed.
It's just wild becoming the Pope. Like you're about to become the most famous person in the entire world.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
And they stay in Vatican. They don't like leave Vatican City,
They go on tour.
Oh, they do? They go on tour?
Yeah, you got to use SeatGeek though.
SeatGeek to buy tickets? Yeah, no, it's not a bad idea.
The Pope gets around. Like goes around the world all year.
Like so would we see him at like Coachella, like main stage?
Yeah,
I think everybody at Coachella would want to see the Pope maybe.
He was
after
in Slovakia when you guys were there, and I was telling David, because it was funny, I was thinking like, where is the Pope right now? And you could see it on the website or wherever he's
going.
It's
like Santa Tracker.
Yeah.
I did not exactly know you could do that.
You don't remember? He was liking all of those girls' pictures on Instagram.
I remember that.
I thought it was a politician. I didn't know
it was
like
the Pope.
It was the Pope.
But the Pope came out, so I was like,
I didn't know the Pope was on Instagram like that.
It was on Instagram. He was liking them baddies.
Imagine those DMs in the Pope's Instagram.
Yeah.
You kidding me?
Crazy.
So
heal me. Heal me, Father. But really, Zane, you should watch Conclave, because the end, I was like, oh my gosh. All I say is like, the ending was like, well, yeah.
I love a good plot twist.
Yeah, where you're just like, I did not see this happening.
That's good. All right, I'll watch it. And it's Oscar nominated. Who, you know? Okay. You gotta do what you gotta do.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money.
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Are you a fraud-paying American? It's a fact that one in four honest, hardworking, tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. With LifeLock Identity Theft Protection, though, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, and get you your money back. Last year, the IRS flagged over $16 billion in refunds for identity fraud. That's billions of dollars that could come from your salary, overtime, or second job. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. And if your information does fall into the wrong hands, only LifeLock has U.S.-based restoration specialists who are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Heath and I, we don't want to talk too much about it, but Heath and I did this, we did a commercial for this brand called it's a brand called Zugu case, and they make like cases for iPad. It's a really good quality. They released like this almost like gag gift where the case connects to like an Aura ring, and the you have this Aura ring right like throughout your life, and whenever you die, the Aura ring it like tracks your like heartbeat or whatever. If when you die, your iPad case just bricks and deletes everything off the iPad. It's really interesting. Brilliant. It's really interesting. So we did a commercial for it, and all I gotta say is just go watch it. We spent like what, 9 hours doing this like minute video.
It was a 12-hour shoot.
12-hour shoot day for this minute video. It was
crazy.
Unbelievable, Matt. When it comes out, watch it. It's crazy.
Oh my gosh.
We did a face wax challenge.
I can't wait to see it.
It's really good.
That's another thing, though. I wish that you could like sign something that like when you do die, all your digital. But then again, I would want people to have my data.
Would you?
If I died tomorrow, I want my brother to like have everything, or my wife.
Well, what sucks if you got like murdered? That would be a really bad thing to have. Is that ring on? So like, if you're running away from a murder, just take that ring off and fucking toss it. Actually, no.
No, because if you you want to die.
No,
you want
if the ring is off, I don't think it like. I think it just it
just knows it's off.
It knows it's off.
No, Zane, but if you are gonna get shot and you have that ring on, you're gonna want to keep it on because you bought it for that reason. You're gonna want your
no,
stuff
but like
wiped.
If I know I'm about to be murdered,
you want your shit wiped.
No. I want the killer to be found because they're gonna find something in my iPad. But that's a rare case, you know what I mean?
That's true.
If I'm dying of old age or something, I'm like, all right, it's time for my secrets to die with me.
Shit.
Yeah, and even though if I like inherited like someone's like data and stuff, I'm really not gonna sit there and read every single conversation.
I wouldn't
and,
care
and
to
creep into like
that
all
would be
of
so
the-
like if somebody did pass away that you were like a family. I'm reading their texts or going through like their.
But what if it was your great grandfather's hard drive? Then I would actually be like, actually, this is kind of interesting. Like
just to learn more,
I could go through all of his photos that he took on just like random days of like
I would go through photos
2010 and stuff. It would be kind of wild having access to a hard drive that was decades older too, like of a time that you never even knew
like
about.
if we were great grandfathers and our children wanted our hard data to just see hard drives to like look at our pictures.
Grandpa,
and like
can
what
I
we're
go through
posting.
Your hard drive real quick? You just What were your texts back then like? We're like, oh boy, we would send GIFs to each other. It was just like Family Guy reactions.
So weird. Oh my god,
very weird. And we had these emojis too.
What, granddaddy, what's a meme?
Oh wait, a meme.
What's a meme?
Do you guys send those like images?
Sometimes if it makes sense.
Like the text, like you can like go to the image search.
Oh,
and, like,
I'll check there
in.
First for what I'm looking for. If most likely they don't have what I'm looking for, I just go to Google, type it in. And
if something specific pops into my head and I say the reaction to a text in my head with something funny from a movie, every once in a while I'll search it and be like, oh shit, okay, they have it. I'll send it.
Yeah.
Because like, sometimes it hits way better than like replying like what would be a movie quote.
Right.
And then
just
you don't know
the
how
GIFs
to,
like suck, or it's just it's all like New Girl and Family Guy and just like 2007 meme shit.
Uploads that? Is that Apple putting those on? Like, where is
Apple upload? Like, it's definitely back end.
But there's also
Apple.
Like 5, 10 different random repeats of those images.
Yeah.
Like they'll have the same.
I don't, there's no way we can submit, we can submit the gifts into their gift.
No, like, I think they're ripping it from some
site. Or something.
Yeah, they're ripping it from some site and like putting filters on it so it's like safe and stuff. But for sure, it's just coming from randomly on the internet.
Yeah, because they have a lot of duplicates.
They're just random.
I know, but it's not that, sometimes it's not that funny if you're like, like the GIF.
Yeah. I just think it's going to be crazy once we just like AI GIFs just take over everything and like we don't have like, I know it's like, it is Family Guy, it is like The Office and stuff, but
yeah.
Soon, like in 20 years, like I think it's just going to be AI reactions to everything.
In 20 years, we'll all be fucking dead.
Well, on the route it's going, it's just like, that just seems like the new art.
Yeah.
Right? Like just.
How would you like to pass?
Die? Well, hopefully, I think euthanasia.
You know what I think is important about death is what you're buried in. Like what they're gonna put you in.
Right.
Yes. I went to a friend's funeral and in his casket they put him in a PlayStation shirt.
You told me that.
Oh, fun.
Hold on. Not a PlayStation fan. Hated PlayStation.
He's an Xbox
and
guy.
This is one of my best friends, and it was really like all I thought was they're gonna bury him in that shirt.
He's gonna be so pissed.
Like
he's gonna haunt whoever fucking put him in that shirt. Whose like, idea was that?
He's gonna be upset.
Yours?
it was probably the parents, but I mean they don't know because a parent is just like Xbox, PlayStation, whatever. But like knowing him and seeing the shirt, there
I'm surprised
was just
they an, even I went a, that direction of thought. They're
Zane,
like,
but
he
I had
used
a,
to love the.
I had a if I like I texted my mom like you these are. Like the appropriate things that I want you to bury me in.
And
if
was,
I die before
what were
you.
The appropriate things you told
her?
Just,
I sent her pictures in my closet of outfits like to put on me.
You planned your funeral outfit.
And then my mom was like, you're not going to die before me. But, you know, I don't.
That's a wild thing to do. I mean,
it's important.
What was your outfit?
It was. I probably looked homeless.
Is it the red Lord Farquaad shirt that you had?
Honestly, that is a good choice. And I want 2 gold coins on my eyes, like the Romans.
Ooh,
oh,
badass.
All right. Yeah. I don't have nothing in my closet that I like enough to be buried in.
That one.
I was just wondering. I wanted to go out in a suit for sure.
That's
suit
what
and
I was
tie,
thinking.
But like, I don't want to be in a black suit. I want to be like in a nice like brown suit, like a nice like tweed jacket with like some khakis.
You
want to
be uncomfortable?
What do you mean? I'm
going once rigor mortis sets in,
I want to be in sweatpants. I want to be comfortable in the afterlife. Because what if, like, no, look. What if you're stuck
that's
in that
outfit.
Fucking outfit?
Imagine.
If you're stuck in that, that's going to suck in a suit. You can't take it off. It's your outfit in the afterlife. And they don't have any other clothes there.
Also,
you only get a river of milk and honey. That's all you get.
Well, hopefully they wouldn't be awake. But, like, if you had to go to a funeral and the person's, like, in a hoodie, like,
I don't know. I would like it. Like a nice, like good, like an aloe hoodie or something.
Okay.
Just something comfy.
Something
good quality shit.
Yeah. I don't know. Get a brand deal. Like even make my family make a little
out.
Bit more extra money on me. Yeah.
Just one good. The
use,
one last
use
joke.
Code Mapperd 15% off caskets.
Yeah. We get bumper stickers like all over.
I wouldn't mind. That's a good joke.
There's going to be an Amazon link on my casket of all my clothing.
A barcode on the casket is a good idea.
Like a QR code.
Like a QR code.
Sorry, what did I say?
QR code, but like QR code, yeah. People are like, oh my God.
Thank you. Boop.
Like on my dime, like part of my will is that everyone at my funeral, like, hey, thank you for coming on my last day.
Yeah.
Here's a $50 like gift card.
Okay.
Go like have fun. Like it's on me.
Have you touched a corpse?
No, have you?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I feel like I've touched like 2 or 3.
Ew, with their consent?
Wait,
obviously
why not. Like at a wake, like even when I was younger, like, or because, oh yeah, people will go up and like kiss, that. Like, you know, a body like at a wake or like the rosary service. I don't know. I like touched my grandpa's hands and I feel like I touched. Yeah. I feel like my grandmother's too. Wow. I know.
Was it cold?
Yeah. So cold. Wow. Really cold. And I wouldn't say like feels like a wax figure, but like it does feel like. There is, obviously it's pumped with like an embalming fluid, but it has this like fakeness to it.
Yeah.
That it does not seem real, but yeah, you can touch it.
Do they wrap, like they cut the back of your clothes and wrap it over you?
I have no clue. I think they do actually really
there's
pull.
No way they'd be able to slide, like Yeah. You're propping somebody up. They're trying to like get your arm through.
Through rigor mortis?
A funeral, that's a good question to ask someone who works at a funeral home. But I do think that they're kind of professionals and they know how to.
What do you think is the most fucked up thing a funeral home does?
Well, what do you mean? Like, it's something that's there's not... There's got...
So every business has some weird... Not weird.
Like a shady...
Just shady. What shady shit's happening in funeral homes that they...
Well, they're just jacking up prices. Upcharging. Going, you know, this is a better, more like a concealable casket. You're not going to have critters or bugs getting into it. This might be a little bit more...
Do you think they're, like, respecting the body?
Yes.
The corpses?
Yes.
I don't know.
Unless I think so.
Well, what if the fridge is full?
That like, does
but
happen.
They, like, they sometimes I think they still like, want the you'll business. Have like Deborah and Beth. Like I think they're carrying from like hands and legs and just like hey, we'll like take care of that one later.
Funeral homes are usually family owned businesses, and it's something that's been like passed down through generations of people. They've also been around it for so long. They're very also like religious people. I think it's just it's such a tradition, and they have so much respect to the routine of it. I would like to think that most funeral homes are handling it well, but
it's just a thought.
Nothing wrong with that. A funeral home, I mean, that's a great business to be in, though. Like, there's always going to be dead bodies.
Yeah. And I also believe in, like karma and spirits a lot, where I would never want to, like, be shady in a funeral, like, funeral home. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's just, like, too risky, for me, at least. Like, I just wouldn't want to be haunted.
People live in funeral homes, too. Like, that's also crazy, too.
They do?
Yeah.
People that run funeral homes, they live there?
Yeah. Sometimes it's usually part of, like, an additional part of the house.
Imagine this shit they're hearing at night.
Because it's also, it serves as a venue for it, and people want to feel comfortable and at home grieving through that process. It would be so weird if you had to go to, like, a funeral store. Or, like, it's such a this interesting like place where you have to
like if you had to go into like a Westfield mall
like a funeral building home to go do it and it sometimes then once it's not always needs to be in a church it can be just like this multi-functional space for
yeah
it's very interesting people who do makeup like all of that on dead people do their
would
hair
would you want to be in like drag
no hopefully I look good. Just make me look good.
Yeah.
I wonder if they do like your nails. You know, like
I hope they do my nails. You know,
if I was a girl, I'd want to be probably. Like my nails look raggedy. Fix them up.
They probably do.
No, they do like left over right usually for the watch. Head slightly to the left. Or like
you know the position, the juxtaposition.
You don't want to be stargazing. You don't want to be navel gazing. You just want to.
You
want to
look good for the gates of hell.
This is from like that movie Bernie with like Jack Black, and you just want to be angled slightly to the left, so you're just at a relatively calm.
I am going to be naked glass casket.
Oh yeah,
do we all get to see you? Do we get to see you?
You don't have a choice because it's gonna be glass. So
come pay respect.
Either come up or you see me from afar.
I think that's a good way to go.
But if I died, though, I really would want somebody I know to run my entire funeral. I think it's very strange. It depends on your religion. And yes, if you do want a priest, hopefully the person who is doing your eulogy is someone who like, I want them to know me. And yes, I do want my loved ones to like speak, but it's just weird. Some guys like we're gathered here today to bury. I didn't know this man, but from what I've heard, he was very close and great to all of you. I'm like, you are not speaking on behalf of me.
Who's doing that for you?
Probably my brother.
Your brother?
I would have my brother. And my brother just MC the whole kind of thing. I think.
Hey, let's go.
Who's next?
Bring her down, 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 to down. Get the casket down, 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 to down.
I mean, I don't know.
I would make my casket like the DJ set.
Right, yeah. When you close the lid, you've got the turntable on top of it.
Oh, yes, Heath.
Just kind of sitting here right here.
That's not a bad idea. And have my rigor mortis corpse like dancing.
He just found out the word. Now he loves saying
it. He loves that shit.
Like have him do this. Like have me like dancing with everybody.
Everyone's
like, hey.
I saw a video of an old man who's like, you know what? Laugh. No one cares about how much you weigh. Okay. The only people that are going to care are six people. And those are going to be the pallbearers at your funeral. Such a funny old man.
That's a funny
line.
Take.
Have you ever been a pallbearer?
Mm-mm. No,
it's like the you have to like carry the casket.
The people that like dance with it,
they're like you got
to
pick it up.
You have to dance. You just have to carry.
Yeah, Jordan, you don't have to like bop with it. You can wait till after it's done.
The Instagram videos and TikTok videos I see, it's like a whole parade and festival with them.
Well, they do celebrate. A lot of people want celebrations
at
their funeral.
That.
If
I pass
celebration
away,
celebration of life.
Yeah.
Yes. If I pass away, I want you guys to like.
Hey.
I think it depends on how you die, right?
It depends.
If you died like very soon and it was like a terrible trial, I don't think you'd want to celebrate.
No, no. Yeah. It's of old age. Yeah, like when my grandma died, my dad and my uncle, like my grandma loved David Letterman's like top 10. And that's when he would like have the cards and he would say something funny and throw the cards. And my dad and him went through like the top 10 of like funniest memories they have with her. And they would throw the cards out into the audience. It was so nice.
I love that.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
But okay, so moving on from that.
Now let's talk about life.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you want to know if you were having a baby, would you want to know the gender of your baby before or just wait till the day of
and see I used to want to know. And I but now I think I want to let it be a surprise.
Yeah. It adds like so much more excitement to the day.
Yeah.
And you're going to love that baby even more.
I think there's something super special about finding out in the moment.
Yes.
Are you going to do that then?
But if Mariah wants to do that, I would love that. But if she wants to know, like, obviously she might change her mind when we're, you know, halfway through whatever. I know a lot of times the secret gets messed up and people slip because, like, either, like, a family member will know or the doctor. And sometimes when you're doing, like, checkups and stuff, they accidentally say something. But, like, I would love for it to be a surprise.
Well, isn't there ones where the doctor doesn't tell? They only tell like one person, whoever's setting it up.
Right. And for a gender reveal, one person knows.
Sometimes it'll like slip, you know.
And I always get like, when you see people doing the gender reveals and like, I would be like,
it's gotta
stop. I can tell it has pink powder inside of it. I
don't know. I can see like the residue fucking, from the.
Yeah, or like the cake, like you're already looking at the corner of the cupcake and like, it's fucking pink.
It's fucking pink.
Or whatever. I feel like my brain would just, it would have to be something where it's just like, give me a fucking envelope and let me open it.
It seems to me like, more gender reveals go wrong than right.
Yeah.
The amount of fails that I see, I'm like,
nuclear bomb pink.
It just seemed like,
boom.
It's going to go wrong.
I think it's because of the rise of the internet. That's why gender reveals are
so big. Yeah, they see the videos. They're like, I want something like that.
Mine's got to go viral.
I get sucked into the videos where it's like, I'm your meemaw, and I think you're going to be a boy.
Oh, it's my favorite.
Your Aunt Pat, and it's just like, what kind of?
No, but they're going crazy. I see the ones where they fart, and the fart
no.
is pink.
No, it's
you
not.
Haven't seen that? You guys have not
Jordan,
seen that?
Jordan, there's no way.
Yes,
that
I have.
Has to be like.
No, I've seen that one. Oh. The fart one is crazy. Like, they go all in.
Some shit I would do.
But how are you going to hide the gender of your baby? Baby, like, how would you buy the baby items? You know,
well you would just get everything
androgynous.
You do like greens and like.
You also don't have to wait till it comes out. You can find out a few months before, like, and then you prepare.
No,
that's
I want to wait.
Gender reveal.
That's a gender reveal.
Oh, you want to wait till it comes out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But like, you can have diapers and all sorts of
all
like
of that.
Goodies and stuff. Like, you might not be able to paint the room a certain color, but
you're right. He or she is probably not even going to fit in all the clothes. I had to wear paper clothes when I was born because clothes didn't fit me.
Come again?
I'm sorry, paper clothes?
I was 4 pounds.
Like a paper bag?
So that seemed like dad lore.
Yeah. Oh my God. I think they did have clothes. It's just, no, I think they saw you differently.
Oh, this is coffee filter. Yeah. This is nice.
My mom said that no clothes fit me. Like it was all too big on me.
She's just like, we gotta make this work.
She said the hospital gave me paper clothes to
just
wear.
Just a stapler, like... So we have any more paper plates? All right, we're out.
Shit.
Give you styrofoam cups
holes in
for
with
sleeves.
Yarn just to make it tighter.
Oh, boy. Yeah, let's crinkle it up, make it a little soft.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. No judgment.
Yeah, we listen and we don't judge.
I fit in one hand. One hand.
What was your weight?
Hold me. 4 pounds.
Really?
Oh, that's wild.
So wow. I was like a baby dog, like a puppy.
Oh, my God. Were you a preemie?
I was a preemie.
Oh, how much early?
Six months.
No, I was supposed to be born on the 4th of July, and I was born on June 16th.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, not that.
You were born on the 4th of July, freedom ring, and you got the cool.
Supposed to be.
4th of July is a fun birthday.
It would have been.
And he wasn't supposed to be named Jordan, but while his mom was giving birth, she looked up and saw Michael Jordan win on the TV in the hospital room. It was like,
let's do Jordan.
On my birth, the whole cheese pizza came in the room. I got a Chicago Bulls hat, and they put it on my incubator because I was like in a glass.
Do you know
incubator.
What game that was?
Yeah, if you look up June 16th, like it was a finals.
Wow.
Like in the NBA finals. Yeah.
Bad ass.
Yeah. But I didn't inherit anything from him.
You got his hype.
They finally sold his house, Michael Jordan's
house. I saw.
House. Like he spent... $27 million to build, and someone bought it for like $9 million.
And yeah. They built like back when $27 million is probably the equivalent of like $60 million today.
Yeah.
I don't know why no one bought it and just like built something, like do something else with it.
It's not that nice of a mansion.
No, I understand that, but just like split it up into, I don't know. You could make your money back.
I'd bulldoze down the whole thing. Well, it just looks, it's such a timepiece because it's such. That mid-90s, like
I would
the
just,
glass
I would,
block.
I would split up the properties and, like, make use of the...
No, it's one giant house.
No, I understand that, but, like, knock it all down and then split up the properties. Can't you do that? If it's...
Sure,
yeah. But if it's in an area that, like, is, like, mansions...
Is it really far away from everything else?
It's in Chicago,
split the property into multiple...
But I think they're going to turn it into... Someone's going to make it a fucking Airbnb or, like, an event space where you can go stay at Jordan's house. Like, somebody bought it to make the place, like, a collector's item or turn it into fucking Graceland or something.
Yeah.
Where you can go walk around it and see where Jordan lived.
And you pay, like, $50 to go visit it.
But his house in Space Jam is gorgeous. That house I love.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The classic, just... adorable American mansion.
That's the one with like the wood everywhere, no?
Yeah. It's just like that white, it looks like the father of the bride house. It's gorgeous. Yeah.
Where does, I'm sure he has another mega mansion somewhere, but.
Multiple properties probably.
So he hasn't been in this house for how long?
At least I would say 10 years. Maybe.
Damn, but wow.
That shit ain't his house.
George Foreman just put up his house for sale in Texas.
Nice.
How much?
It kind of looks like Michael Jordan's house. Or it's just like one of those McMansion builds where it's like, let's make a room
I love that
this
term.
Massive and put... It looks like someone made it on The Sims where it's like, who signed off on this? But apparently George Foreman isn't doing well. That's why he's...
I love that people are calling them McMansions.
Oh, yeah.
Because...
It's like a faux mansion. You know what like a mansion is?
Yeah.
And then McMansions are like these quick build...
They like, when you see it, you're like, holy... Like, it's a mansion, but then you're, like, looking at it, and there's just, like, zero thought and effort that went into the home. You've got, like, rectangular windows with, like, a half-oval moon above it, and
just
then
there's
like, circle window. It just, like, there's no...
Like,
there's
cohesive no floor plan tying the home together.
They
there's
just
no
like,
balance. It's just, like, big room. Another big room.
They didn't look at the property and be like, the sun's going to come from this side, so we got to put the windows
over
here.
It's like they made multiple houses and just like glued them all together almost.
It's bad.
Yeah. Like, and it's just faux, you know like a gable is? It's where like the two roofs meet.
Yeah.
And like a proper mansion has all of these real gables because there's rooms there.
Yeah.
McMansions will put a gable to make it have this sense of depth. But there, when it's not
there
real.
There is nothing for, like, it's just.
And they'll put like a fake air vent thing or like, you know, nothing's there.
Y'all talking shit like you aren't going to end up in a McMansion.
I'm not getting no damn McMansion.
Absolutely not. Into a charming home.
Yeah. Renovate it. Like put a little, like make it nice.
Shutters that aren't real shutters too. Yeah. I never understand that.
Or, what pisses me off when people have a banister balcony that is, it's nothing.
Yeah.
It's like the fake balcony. Insane. Yeah. Makes me so mad.
Yeah. It's like above the door and they'll have this like balcony, but you can't, there's no door to enter.
There's no access to, it's
like a Popeye's balcony. You know, Popeye's always has a balcony on the side and it's like, no one can get there.
Yeah. It a real balcony. At least make it like.
I just want these barn doors to go away. Stop putting barn doors.
Oh, that'll go away soon.
Especially for a bathroom, like that smell get right out there. Like,
sliding
doors.
My mom has that.
Oh boy, sorry.
I like that.
All respect. I know a lot of people out there have them, but I don't know why they have taken off in so much popularity.
I think it's just it's like just the look.
It's
people
Pinterest.
Like the,
it's yeah. Pinterest. Someone's Pinterest. Like, that's new. That's kind of fun. Please.
And they suck too. Like if you push it all the way in and it gets like,
off track. It gets stuck there. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's loud. It's like, whoa.
I was going to say mine at my house don't have wheels anymore. So it's just like, it's just dragging wood.
Do you like pocket doors?
Yes, I do love pocket doors. Pocket doors are great.
I love me a pocket door.
I have pocket doors at my parents' house.
What's a pocket door?
For our bathrooms.
The door goes into the wall.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's
nice.
I do love
it. But I don't like the one that has a tiny little latch thing, like when you're trying to like get the.
Oh, ours don't even work at my parents' house. You just got to, if it shuts, someone's in there.
So annoying.
Like, you got to be like, nope.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You might think they're tacky. They probably are tacky, but I love secret doors that go to rooms that are like, you don't know they're there.
Like a bookshelf secret door?
I love that.
Yes. Yeah.
I think I want one day. I love it, but like some people do it and it doesn't look good.
Your house
has to be done professionally and to where it still matches the home, because sometimes people do it and it's like it looks like you're trying to hide something behind it.
Yeah. Right, your house has to be big enough to where somebody can like figure out, or it has to be like in a confusing place where you did not realize there was a room there. If you went into a space or a home and you're like,
and there's
obviously
like,
that
there's something
there has
behind
to be
there, yeah.
Something
yeah.
there, because it doesn't make sense. Yeah, it has to work.
And then you like slide, you like pull one book down, and it.
Do you got one in mind? Are you gonna do one?
But I want Heath. I want it to spin.
Yeah, oh, you got to do the whole.
I want it to spin. Oh, and I want it to spin
Batman.
Quick.
Yeah,
quick.
The Austin Powers.
Yes, we're looking at a house. Remember, like a long time ago, there was like that secret poker room.
I'm trying to remember.
That was like a secret door. You don't remember that?
Kind of.
My grandpa built two houses, and one of the houses is an exact replica of my house. And I've always thought about, like, I know every room in that person's house. Like,
yeah.
Where they are, where they're going. It'd be the ultimate break-in for me.
Oh, yeah. My first house I ever grew up in, that house is like, it's the same floor plan, but it's like eight different ones in a neighborhood. It's always on repeat. Exactly. I'm always looking at houses for sale because I just love seeing what people did with the floor plan. And I just like love figuring it out.
I like looking at homes just to see what they did to their house. Cause like, it's really hard for me to like look at a space and be like, what can I do with this? I always have to like look at pictures or look at like another house, see what they did.
Also, the only thing I want in a future home is a sunken living room. I want the drop down conversation pit.
Levels,
it's like
Jerry.
A mandatory.
There was a floor plan in a neighborhood near ours that had sunken living rooms.
It's super tacky and out, and like a lot of people hate them, but I just like,
you'll most likely have to build one.
Just like start digging and just kind of
carve
one out. But yeah, I love them. I think they're so cool.
I love a mud room.
Yeah.
It's a mud room. Like mud room is like a space that's usually in between. It's like your back door side of your house, garage area. It's where
usually
you
has
will,
like a washing machine in it.
And you hang your coats.
Oh, that's what a mud room is?
You take your shoes off in there.
Oh, a washing and drying machine, pretty much room, yes, with all the cleaning towels.
But there's nice built-in like cabinetry stuff to where it just like, it's where you hang everything up.
But has access to leave the house. So you would like walk through there.
Got it. Okay.
Like if you come in, like you're wet, it's raining. You can like, you can walk in, you take your shoes off, take your like coat off and like before going into your house.
Got it.
Oh, a mud room.
Mud room.
There was no mud rooms in Florida.
Or mud.
Just big ass front door.
Which is crazy. There was mud everywhere.
I know. That's insane.
Yeah.
We just had big ass front door.
All of our pantries connected to the outside. That's like my pantry connected to the outside for some reason.
Oh, yours did.
Yeah. You would think that there would be like a washer dryer there, but our washer dryer was in the garage. We had a little section where we put it in the garage. But that one's supposed to that was supposed to lead outside, but I think they blocked it off with a wall.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
There was an interesting question somebody posted on Reddit, or like asked Reddit the other day. It goes, what's something that the poor, the poor and the rich don't have, but the middle class has? And it was like, garage like refrigerator is like one.
Yep.
Also lawnmowers too.
Yeah.
Like if you're so rich, you don't have someone. If you're so poor, you can't afford a lawnmower. Yeah. That one. What was the other one? Oh, just flying a plane or two, or just commercial air travel.
Commercial air travel. Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say this one, and this is like my favorite. I think about it all the time. It's what's classy if you're rich, but trashy if you're poor.
Is it supposed to be reversed?
But no. Like things that, like, if you're rich and you have this, it's super classy. But if you're poor and you have it, same exact thing, it's trashy.
A lazy river.
Poor people don't have a lazy river.
I'm just going to read like a few examples that people posted. Keeping a bottle of liquor in your office.
Okay.
The most expensive thing you own is a really old car.
Oh.
Being on a first name basis with a judge.
Oh, that's a good answer. Yeah.
Having other people raise your kids.
Damn.
This is crazy.
Day drinking.
Wow, yeah.
Walking around all day in a bathrobe.
These are great.
Yeah, that's really good.
This one?
It's so good.
Florida.
We're not that
making,
different.
Making your own alcohol.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Having a wedding in your yard.
Mm, wow.
Yep.
Filing for bankruptcy. Animal.
Wait, that's really classy if you're rich? Filing for bankruptcy?
It's like something really rich people do as like a
way to get out of something.
Yeah. It's horrible.
Mm.
Cheese as a meal.
Oh, there's shit. Nothing wrong with that.
Stealing from the middle class.
Clever. Clever.
Smoking.
Smoking.
Like, something as simple as that, like.
Yeah. If you're in a big ass mansion though, you can have a cigarette. It's pretty nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that's like a really funny thing to like think about.
Yeah. They're coming out with a Jerry Springer documentary.
Oh, interesting.
Very interesting.
He was mayor of Cincinnati for a while,
he
right?
He was?
Yeah, before he was Jerry Springer.
Before the show?
Yeah. He was like, he held office, I think.
Oh my God, I didn't know that. I thought literally the first time anybody ever heard of him ever was that show.
Jerry Springer was, yeah, he was mayor of Cincinnati.
No, he wasn't.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, he was he was the mayor of Cincinnati from 1977 to 1978.
And then he made the show?
And then he made the show.
Damn, he really went the complete opposite. He was like, fuck. That's crazy.
He did it like almost 20 years like 12 years after he did it. But is Jerry Springer still alive? Oh, no, he did die. He died.
He died?
He died last year, April 27, 2023.
No. How did we not hear about that?
I feel what? Like I did. Because I feel like the last time I talked about Jerry Springer was when he died. But
you know what, guys? I bet you we talked about this. We probably talked about his death when it happened.
But that is the craziest. That's the craziest show.
He went
show.
To Northwestern Law School, and he was a lawyer, and he became active in politics, working for the campaign of Robert Kennedy in 1968. He was mayor of Cincinnati, 77 to 1968.
I wonder if it's going to be a hit piece.
I think he was, like, pretty well, like, loved, wasn't he? Like, was he that?
Yeah, but you never know behind the scenes.
Sounds like his name is on the JFK papers.
Maybe. Maybe.
Because I'm sure, like... That was a toxic work environment, I'm sure. Like that whole.
I'm excited to see our celebrities start running for office. Like we had Arnold Schwarzenegger. Like are we going to see
Justin Bieber is going to be running for like mayor?
So he couldn't. No. I don't think he could.
I think he could.
What celebrity
if
you
Arnold
think
Schwarzenegger
would be closest, though, to run?
That's like young. Like give me like an age that they're not above right now. Like a 30-year-old.
What's that little kid that was in that movie Room?
Jacob Tremblay,
100%.
I could see him running for like Congress.
Oh,
or some
yeah.
Sort of like
Clay Aiken was in Congress, wasn't he, for a bit?
Clay Aiken?
Yeah, American Idol guy.
Wasn't he a congressman for
a
bit?
Well, when he was in Congress, he was just Mr. Aiken.
Oh.
He dropped the Clay.
He should be a chiropractor.
Clay Aiken.
Like Dr. Aiken?
Yeah.
What? Like that would be like a great field for him to go
That's
into.
Good. That's good.
I could see Austin Butler, like just anyone. If Arnold Schwarzenegger had no, like he just kind of ran, like he did just run. You know,
it would have to just be someone who's able just to get their sleeves up and like down to small talk with anyone. You kind of have to have the ego for it. I want to say, like Matthew McConaughey has gone back.
He's a good one. He's a guy. Yeah. I feel like I could see him.
I could,
for
see,
sure.
But he has to take a stance on things. Matthew McConaughey's always like, "Hey, you know, it is what it is, and it is what it is." We're like, "Sorry, we need a stance."
Whatever,
on something.
Whatever's happening,
we're just looking for green lights here. By my book, green lights. That's just
he would
about.
Actually be a terrible congressman.
Yeah, he'd just be like, okay, sure.
Oh, that's how it is. All right, we're gonna. Work
I think
around
he could
it.
Be like a mayor or something like that of like Austin.
He was super into like you know his Texas hometown.
Yeah, he would be loved for
definitely.
Sure. Yeah,
I could see someone like that.
He would try his best to take care of the people.
It'd be interesting if Kim Kardashian like try to run or something.
Oh
like,
I just don't think
president.
People would vote for her.
I would vote
for Calabasas or like representing the congressional district of that whole area.
You think so?
Maybe.
And people would eat that. They would love it.
I could see also
every
Chrissy
conference.
Teigen trying to run for something in LA. Definitely something like that.
I'm voting for them.
Yeah?
I'm voting for Kim. Yeah,
I gotta see who she's running against. Like, if that person actually does feel way more competent for the job than her, I don't know. But if you're able to, like, flip a community around and get them excited about stuff and make things happen, sure.
I want to feel part of the community.
I know. I want to help.
Zane, you should run.
I'm trying. I got to get back into it.
Yeah, we'll get your platform up.
Yeah. Stuff.
Did you see Carry On?
No, that's a new flight movie, right?
Yeah, it was a fun movie. I love Tara Egerton, though.
Oh, God, I know. I, like, get so envious.
What's it about again?
Basically, like, an evil guy, Jason Bateman's in it.
It's action.
It's a TSA agent who's, you know, the movie, like, Phone Booth, where...
Yeah.
Like, flight plan. It's like
someone's
very,
in,
like,
his ear telling him he has to, like, get a baggage through airport security, and he's like, I'm gonna try to save the day, and it just shit goes down at the airport. Yeah. It's good.
It's a Christmas action movie.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to chumbacasino.com.
Chumbacasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay.
But it's not too Christmassy. It's just happening during Christmas.
They could have made it a little bit more Christmassy.
They could have.
Just enhance the decorations. But they probably,
I'm sure there was
a
whole conversation where they were like, we can't make it too Christmassy. Let's just make it where it's happening on Christmas.
It's like a diehard Christmassy.
Yeah, it's not like too Christmassy. But
I mean, there's something.
It definitely puts you in the Christmas spirit.
Okay.
You know, it's like it's happening on Christmas.
It's so crazy. You used to be able to, like, walk somebody all the way up to the gate to get onto the plane.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah,
I wish I could go back in time and, like, just experience that one time.
Yeah.
Would you just have to go to the year 2000?
That was right before, right? 9/11?
Yeah, I think you
got to go to the gate.
Go to the gate, yeah.
That's wild. Yeah, wild. We would,
like, my mom, when she'd come back from business trips, we'd pick her up and we'd be there and we'd have flowers and stuff.
That's crazy. Now it's just like drop off. Buy from the car through the window.
The love you can't park here. You gotta move.
For the love of my life, she's getting on a plane. I need to tell her I love her. Go get her, kid.
Go get her, kid.
Just let it through. No, you'd be just like, I love you.
Get your laptop out of the bag.
There has to be a scene like that in one of the later movies. Yeah. I love you.
I was on the plane the other day, and not the other day, but the last time I was on the plane, you know the snack trays that come?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Someone went to use the restroom while the snack tray was coming, but they refused to, like, I'm going to let this tray, like, go down the whole aisle.
Yeah, it makes sense.
So they stood and followed the tray all the way.
Oh, behind them?
Behind.
That's a little weird, yeah.
The lady, like, she's like, she turned and she's like, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to return to your seat until we finish, like, the service. And she looks at the people next to him and it's like, can I just stand here? And stands in the, you know, the airport seats, just in front of this guy. Just in front of him for the entire duration of the snack thing.
What?
Oh.
Just, like, him right here with just a body.
I would be so pissed.
That is so annoying.
Yeah, but she was like very like, you don't mind if I stand here, right? Like, it was crazy.
That's weird.
It was insane.
Would you have said yes, I mind?
Yeah, I wouldn't have
minded. I wouldn't feel safe either. I'd be like, oh, this weirdo is gonna hijack this plane. Like, anything like that, I'm just like, oh, we're being hijacked.
I would just be so annoyed knowing that, like, if this is gonna escalate, Hopefully we don't have to like land somewhere.
It was just giving me the vibe of the like stand up 30 minutes right when the plane like touches down and like you're like in the back and standing up. Like
when people two rows or a row behind me are trying to beat me out.
I can't do it.
Just
wait your turn.
Just wait.
Wait.
You have to get down and wait for the bags around the carousel anyways.
I love doing the look at everybody else waiting, like, get a load of this guy. And everyone's
just embarrass them.
Are you guys always trying to, like, look at them and, like...
Oh, you embarrass them. Like you, like, non-verbally embarrass them.
Yeah. All the time.
Oh, yeah. I always get
this
a look...
This one.
I always get a little anxiety when the cockpit opens. You know how they always have, like, a stewardess?
Or, uh-huh.
In front of there, as the captain's like using the bathroom, my heart just is beating.
Like that, hurry up,
it's like,
get back in the
fucking cockpit. who knows? What if someone like me is just waiting to rush?
They look at you for staring, and they're like, "Sir."
Well, that what a fun way to end the show.
Yes, on a really light note, 2025 is just gonna be our year.
Yeah, dude, 2025 is gonna be like we are gonna.
It's gonna be all of our years, guys.
Guys, expectations.
We're
up
executing
there. Up
it.
There. We're gonna be very successful. We're gonna be thriving.
Mm.
We're gonna be mentally strong.
Mm.
We're gonna eat good.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
We're gonna
feel good.
Feel good. We're not gonna take shit from nobody.
Mm. And we're gonna stick to our New Year's resolutions, everyone.
Yes, my nails are gonna look like fucking like
Like just normal.
No, I want long nails. Like I want healthy. Like cat nails. Yeah,
okay. Oh, long.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I want my New Year's resolution by next year to be able to scratch my own back. Yeah,
I'm gonna be able to touch my toes.
You can't now?
No,
I can't.
I've
either.
Never been able to.
Oh no, Matt, you gotta stretch.
I know.
It's all right.
I'm tall. I my hamstrings. I downloaded an app where it's like if I do this stretch routine every day. Apparently.
Oh no! How much did you pay for it?
It's only $25 a month.
paid it for the year. Oh no!
But I feel like if I paid for it, I know I'm going to use it. So yeah. I do it every.
Well, I hope. What are the reviews? Y'all, this
good
worked.
Reviews. No,
really,
it's great. I love it.
Y'all, I touched my toes. Oh, 10 out of 10. Right. That's it for the episode.
Toodles.
Thank you so much for watching. Make sure to tune into our Patreon, patreon.com/Zayn and Heath. We do a bonus episode every single month. We do a live Q&A every single month. We also keep these cameras rolling. You get an extended cut of every single episode, early access, ad free. Patreon.com/Zayn and Heath.
Good job, Heath.
All right. Love you guys.
Bye.
Peace. Blessings.
Are you a fraud-paying American? 1 in 4 tax-paying Americans has been a victim of identity fraud. With LifeLock, if your identity is stolen, they fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Last year, billions in refunds were stolen. Could be from your salary, overtime, or second job. Gone. But this year, you don't need to stay a victim. Because this tax season, fraud-paying American is something no American should have to claim. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what it feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.